Welcome back to the Sam Clark Show. It's Sunday. And of course, it's going to be a fun day because God blessed us to wake up this morning. So, you know, I just had to come on here real quick because I had been thinking about some things about what kind of topics I was going to talk about. There's so much drama going on in the world that we just don't, you know, know what to really say or think. However, today I wanted to come over on here with some positivity because of course there's a lot of negative people in the world, especially when it comes to talking about Black Lives Matter, giving reparations to Black folks and all the other kind of stuff. But I was just going through, I like to support Black businesses, but I've been supporting Black businesses anyway before the pandemic and before all this protesting and everything started taking place. And I saw somebody's Facebook that had some comments on there. Well, she was pretty much calling this person out that she was saying that wasn't for her or was miserable or whatever. And what I had did a couple of days ago last week was revamp on my friend list. I don't feel like you have to, and you guys can comment on this too when I post it. I don't feel like you have to unfriend those kinds of people. I just feel like you have to either unfollow, because you know the Facebook has that mechanism where if people are posting stuff, fake news, being ugly or whatever, you can just unfollow them and also block them. So you know, on your Facebook, I wouldn't block because then that would cause some issues, but you can definitely unfollow. Like if there's people just not supportive or just being raunchy, you don't got to deal with those people. But what I would encourage all of my brothers and sisters to do, Black brothers and sisters to do, is pray for people. And yesterday I was talking to one of my family members about, you know, how it's important to pray for one another, because regardless if other people have problems, that's not your problem. If other people have issues, that's not your issue. If you just now starting a business, like I know a young lady just starting her business and she's getting very frustrated because people are just not so much that they're not responding to her, but they're just not respecting and being courteous. And you know, guys, with Black businesses, you know, when you starting out, it's not about so much you got to support them, but be respectful of people's time, be respectful of people starting their business for the first time, and just be respectful. You know, like two people today I shared, well, one young lady, I shared her page and she was like, thank you, she appreciates it, and I'm hoping to go and purchase something from her. And then another young lady from school that I went to school with, she's selling shirts, you know, just little stuff like that, just to support others. It's so important, guys, that we do that. But don't be so negative on their way that they choose to do or handle their business, because everybody is starting from scratch. Everybody wants to be an entrepreneur right now. It's a good thing to go in business for yourself, and people should be proud of people. If you don't like somebody's business or like what somebody's doing, you don't always have to comment, nor do you have to be ugly. I know the world is just like it is, and that's what people do. And we really can't help those kinds of people, but we can certainly pray for them. Because I'm going to tell you something for real, what I have experienced is that prayer changes things, and it changes people's perspective on how, you know, in their heart, on how they treat others. So, you know, that's what I would encourage. But I certainly did revamp my Facebook list because I just feel like I have people on there that don't know me, that all of a sudden wants to come up on my page. I had somebody yesterday say that, you know, oh, somebody all of a sudden want to connect with me. Well, if you are the kind of person that wants to connect with people, do that. If you don't want to connect with people, that's your choice. You don't have to. But at the same time, there are just people who just feed off of negative energy and just love to be ugly. And, you know, you don't have to deal with people like that. You know, you got to level up from that. If you are on your grind and you doing your job and you taking care of your kids or whatever it is you're doing that is positive and will always be looked at as a way of helping other people, that's all that matters and that's all that's important. It's not important those people who do not support you. I think I made this comment last week when I got on my podcast. But I just had to jump on here real quick to make a comment about that. I just made a post by Negative Nancy. Sometimes it's okay to be like that. And then sometimes it's very energy draining. You know what I'm saying? People can spend their energy the way they want to, but I'd rather spend my energy supporting somebody else or praying for somebody else. You know what I'm saying? So take that energy instead of making a post or a comment to those ugly people in the world. Just pray for them. Because God is going to take care of people better than you can anyway. So now back to this, these other things that's going on with Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith. I wanted to make one comment about this because at first I wasn't going to say anything about it. I was like, you know, no, my podcast is not about tea, it's not about spilling the beans, you know, coffee, it's not about none of that drama. But I just had to say something because, you know, we as black women and, you know, we love our black men. And we just started this commentation of, you know, or this phrase of saying this, that we're black kings and queens. And I wanted to point out that nobody knows about people's personal relationships. And I don't think that God is in that relationship at all. I don't think that that's a marriage that is built off of trust or built off of, you know, love or anything like that. Because I think Will Smith made the comment, I don't think anybody remembers, that he feels like his other half should do what makes her happy. And I feel like in her doing that, that's what she did. But there was some kind of negative entity or backfiring things that went on to that. I don't know what the stipulations were for her, you know, for their open marriage that they do have. And it seems like it's open to the public to comment on too, because it was kind of put out there. But I just don't think that that should have been such a negative or such a ugly backfiring issue that she decided to step out and do that. I feel like I'm in a marriage, and I know some other people out there are in marriages too. I don't feel like I feel comfortable with my spouse being with somebody else to be happy. And when she made her comment about she just needed to, you know, feel alive and all those things, it just kind of brought to perspective that if you're going to be in a marriage is sacred. It's not a, it's not like you're dating. It's not like you're doing, you know, swinging one day or the other, you're going to be with this person, that person. It's not like that. Marriage is not that. And I think that people should get the definition of what the unity of marriage is. And if it's not built off of anything else, not because I'm a Christian and I feel like, you know, everybody needs to love God, you can choose to do that or not. That's your preference. That's your business. But I just feel like if you don't have that built off of that and you got, you know, you're stepping out, you're doing things with other people, I think it just brings a lot of issues and problems. The entanglement that they were talking about, I feel like there would be no entanglement if both of them came together and just figured out what would make them happier than to, you know, put it all out on blast and have this young man, regardless of, you know, there's a lot of wrongs in this situation. But I think one thing to point out is that if that was what it was going to be, I don't think that, you know, she should have been penalized as bad. And Will Smith, his response is kind of different, because if you're telling somebody to do something that makes them fulfilled and they go and they do it, you can't really say or be upset with the results or the outcome. So that's my little piece on that. I just had to make a little comment. You know, everybody's going crazy on the internet about that this morning, like they don't know, you know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. I hope that she figures that out. I hope that she has, you know, gains clarity about what makes her happy and her husband happy, and that they can move on past this, not going tit for tat in a relationship or marriage like that, because that's really stupid. Doesn't make sense. But this is the things that people are caught up on. And my last note, what I would definitely say while we are talking about entanglement and stuff like that, make sure you wear your mask, people, because coronavirus is still out here and it's still really, really, really real, Cardi B. So just had to make that statement. Love you guys. I hope you enjoyed my podcast this morning. I thought that was really interesting for me to share with you guys because it's a lot of crap going on. But you know, hey, we got to have some kind of form of entertainment. So I hope that everybody can drop their comments below on my Facebook if you want to, or holler at your girl. Let me know what kind of topics y'all want to talk about in the next upcoming weeks. If I'm not busy, I'm probably going to be really, really busy today. I'm really, really relaxed and refreshed, and I'm probably going to get to work soon too, but I just wanted to take this time to make this podcast and make it official that I will be trying to drop some episodes in the next couple of weeks as I start to build towards us going back to school and everything like that, and hopefully everything works out the way that we think it should with this virus. Y'all stay safe. Love you guys. Continue to keep listening. Please like, share, and comment below, and make sure that you share.